This chazar is zechen neshabach ches kashakim fem yehudim zechus gittin daf stam ches. Shleim HaMelech says in the pasuk, Asisi li sharim v'sharois v'sanugas b'nei ha'odom sheda v'shedois. The Gemara explains that sharim v'sharois refer to types of musical instruments. V'sanugas b'nei ha'odom refers to pools and bathhouses. Sheda v'shedois, in Bavel they said it refers to male and female shedim. In Yisrael they said it refers to wagons. Rabbi Yechon said there are 300 types of shedim in Shechin, but I still don't know what a shed is. Mark explains that Shlomo HaMelech needed a male and a female shedim for the following reason. When Shlomo was building the Beis HaMikdash, he needed to cut the stones, but he wasn't allowed to use the metal instrument. So Rabbanan told him to use the shamir worm that Moshe used to cut the stones of the ephod. He asked, where do I find this shamir worm? The Rabbanan told him to get a male and female shed and force them to tell him. He did so, and they claimed they didn't know, but they said that Ashmedai, the king of the shedim, he may know. So they told him, he can be found on a particular mountain where he dug a pit that he fills with water. He covers it with a stone. He seals it, goes every day to learn in the Yeshiva Shalmala, and then comes down and learns the Yeshiva Shalmata, checks his seal to see if it's intact. He then uncovers it, the ditch. He drinks the water and again covers and seals the water pit. So Shlomo sent Binyo Binyoyoda to capture Ashmedai. He gave him a chain with the name of Hashem engraved on it and a ring that was also engraved with the name of Hashem. He gave him bowls of wool and flasks of wine. Binyo went and dug a pit underneath the pit of Ashmedai and drained the water. He then stuffed the hole with the wool. He then dug a pit above, higher than the pit of the Ashmedai, and filled the pit of Ashmedai with wine. He then filled the new pits with earth so Ashmedai would not notice anything. He then went and sat in a tree and waited. Ashmedai came and found his seal intact. He opened it and found that the water was replaced with wine. He didn't want to drink it because of the dangers that drinking wine leads to. However, he became very thirsty and he drank it. He became so shikker and fell asleep. Binyo then went and wrapped him in the special chain. When Ashmedai woke up, he tried to free himself. Binyo told him, Hashem's name is on you, your master's name is on you, so you cannot break out. As he was walking him back to Yerushalayim, Ashmedai brushed against a palm tree and it fell down. He did the same to a house. As he was passing the hut of a widow, he came out. The widow came out and begged him not to touch her hut. He bent his body away from the hut to not touch it, and he broke a bone doing so. He then saw a blind person, helped him on his way. He saw a drunk person, helped him on his way. He saw a festive wedding, began to cry. He heard a man telling a shoemaker, make me shoes that will last for 7 years. And Ashmedai began to laugh. He saw someone doing kishif, and again, he began to laugh. When he reached the palace, he was not brought to Shlomo for 3 days. On the first day, he asked, why am I not being brought to Shlomo? They told him Shlomo drank too much. Ashmedai responded by putting one brick on top of another. Shlomo explained that Ashmedai was trying to tell them, have Shlomo drink some more. On the second day, Ashmedai said, well, how come you not bring me to Shlomo? They told him Shlomo ate too much. He responded by taking one brick off the other and putting it on the ground. Shlomo explained that Ashmedai was saying, withhold the food now from Shlomo. At the end of the third day, he was brought to Shlomo. He took a stick, broke off a piece that was 4 amas, and threw it towards Shlomo. He said, when you die, you'll have nothing in this world except your 4 amas, your burial spot. You have conquered the entire world. It's not enough. You have to now also conquer me. Shlomo told him, I don't need you for myself. I need you because I need the shamir worm to build the Beis HaMikdash. Ashmedai said, I don't have it. It was given to a malach of the sea who has given it to a wild rooster who swore to guard it and is trusted. He uses it to go to barren mountains to break them and plant vegetation. So they went and found a wild rooster who had babies and covered the nest with glass. When the rooster returned, he couldn't get in. It brought the shamir worm to cut through the glass. So when he was about to put the shamir worm on the glass, people yelled, scared the rooster, who opened his mouth, dropped the shamir worm, which was then grabbed by the people. The rooster then killed himself for having violated his promise to guard the shamir. Binyo Isha Ashmedai, why did you help that blind person? He told him, in Shemayim, they said this person is a complete tzaddik. Whoever helps him will go to Olam Haba. He then asked, why did you help the drunkard? Ashmedai said, in Shemayim, they said this person is a complete rasha, so I should help him and thereby give him his reward in this world. He asked, why did you cry when you saw the wedding? Ashmedai said, because the groom will die without children in 30 days and the bride will have to wait 13 years for the Yavam to become an adult. He asked him, why did you laugh at the man and the shoemaker? Ashmedai said, because the person wants shoes to last for 7 years, that person won't even live out the next 7 days. He asked him, why did you laugh at the person doing kishuf? Ashmedai said, the man was standing on top of a treasure, and yet with all his kishuf, he couldn't even see that. Shlomo kept Ashmedai in captivity until the Beis HaMikdash was built. One day, Shlomo asked him, a pasuk praises Hashem by saying that he has malachim and shedim. What's so great about you, shedim? Ashmedai said, take off my chains and give me your ring, and I'll show you. Shlomo did so, and Ashmedai went and swallowed Shlomo. He then put one wing in Shemayim, one wing on earth, and threw Shlomo 400 parts away, leaving him with nothing. Shlomo would go and beg door to door. At each place, he would claim to be Shlomo HaMelech, but no one believed him. When he went to the Sanhedrin, they said, listen, the Shaita doesn't stick to one story. This person is sticking to one story. Maybe there's something to it. Maybe he's Shlomo. They asked Binyo whether he had been summoned by the king recently. He said he was not. They asked the queens whether the king had been with them recently, and they said that he was. They told the queens to check his feet to see if they look normal, and they replied that he always comes wearing his socks, and he has even asked to be with us while we are nidos, and he even tried to be with his own mother. Sanhedrin took Shlomo, gave him a ring and a chain with the name of Hashem carved into them. He took it, Shlomo. He went into the room of Hashem Adai, who saw him, and fled away. He flew away. After that time, Shlomo constantly lived in fear of Hashem Adai, like we see in the Pesukim. The verse says, Machlek is between Rav and Shmuel. One says that Shmuel was king and then became a regular person, which was when he was thrown away. And he never fully took back the kingdom. The other says he was king, then a regular person, but then he did then become fully king again.